Welcome to Virtual School Assembly. I'm your host, Tyler Christensen. I'm a productivity speaker, author, and classroom teacher. Here at Virtual School Assembly, I interview Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, Olympians, speakers, and educators who share messages of inspiration, education, and hope to better prepare you for an ever-changing and uncertain world. Thanks for joining us. Let's get started. Welcome back to Virtual School Assembly. Today, our guest is Daniel Lawson Jr. Daniel's a native of Los Angeles. At a very young age, he began showing interest in and talent in the performing arts. Over the years, he's been a member of several church choirs, singing groups, bands, and theater ensembles throughout the Los Angeles area. After his retirement from a 25-year career in public service, in 2015, Daniel made a dramatic career shift. He began focusing his interest and creative energy on developing his acting skills. He's receiving training through attending acting classes and seminars. With over 50 years of experience working and performing in the entertainment industry, Daniel's looking forward to a new and exciting acting opportunities on television, the internet, and the big screen. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you here. We've had a number of actors on, but your journey to Hollywood is very different from those others that we've interviewed. And so I wanted first, let's go back in time to your childhood. How young were you when you started singing and performing? Where did that come from?
Actually, I was probably about two or three when I started singing. I grew up in a church. And my family was, church members. And so I started singing in a youth choir and the children's choirs, and I just never stopped.
Cool. So a lot of kids have the dream from early age of getting onto the big screen and maybe acting in high school plays and things like that. Throughout your childhood, were you very involved in theater, or was it mostly singing in choirs and stuff like that?
Mostly singing, and I also played drums.
Okay.
So, I took drum lessons. I played in different bands, when I was in high school. And then when I went to college, I played in the jazz band and the marching band at Cal Poly Pomona.
Oh, cool.
So the acting part wasn't that big. It was mostly singing and playing in the bands.
Mm-hmm. When you were younger, did you have ambitions of getting into theater and the dramatic arts, or were you just more interested in the music at that point?
Pretty much just the music. I didn't really think about it. I did a couple background videos, with some people that did, music videos. But other than that, I wasn't really that interested in acting.
Okay. Now, you don't look it, but you're actually retired. You're too young to be retired. But
thank you.
Let's talk about your career for a while, because you haven't been in Hollywood. You haven't been doing a lot with the arts throughout your career. What have you been doing? How have you spent the last 25, 30 years?
Okay, I went to, like I said, when I graduated from college, I actually graduated with a bachelor's degree in business administration.
Okay.
So I went into the business world. I was a purchasing agent. And so I worked for various companies buying electronics, machine parts. And so, that's what I did. I raised my family. I did my purchasing job. And on the weekends and the nighttime, I would do the music, singing and, that kind of stuff, having fun.
So much like a lot of people, you have a normal career and then you're doing music on the side. I can relate to that. I love music as well. I'm not very talented, but I love to jam and to get together with people to do music. And I've been in choirs too. And always in the back of my head, I've thought, I wonder if I could do a little more. Or I wonder if I could put this on a different stage and maybe do a YouTube channel or things like that. For you, where did the idea come that maybe at retirement I could try some new things?
It's interesting. My daughter is an actor.
Okay.
And she started acting when she was four. And so fashion shows and acting. And I would take her. My wife and I would trade off taking her on set. And she's 15 now, almost 16. And I just saw what being on set was like. And I said, this is really cool. I'm getting kind of up there now. And so I think maybe I just want to try it. And so I started, and because of working with her, I knew how to do the headshots and the websites and the resumes and all that stuff.
Right.
So I really had a head start. So then I just said, okay, I'm kind of getting tired of working for LA County. So mm-hmm. I want to move into something else fun that I really, you know, would like to do.
Yeah.
So with my pension and, you know, I have my medical and all that covered, it's easier for me to be able to just go on auditions, and because I don't have to worry about, am I going to eat tonight? You know, so that's pretty much how I got started. And I retired on December 31st, 2015. So I started auditioning, and then I couldn't believe it. But a few months later, I actually got two Honda commercials.
Wow.
So I was like, hey, this thing is going to work. So I was, uh-huh. you know, very blessed with that.
Uh-huh. Now, early on when you were doing it, were you just trying to get in any role, background, talent, or, you know, doing it not for the money, but just to get on screen? Or did you have ambitions of bigger things right at the beginning?
In the beginning, that's exactly what I did. I did background, a lot of background. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting because I really got to learn how the business works on set and
right.
the do's and the don'ts and the, you know, that kind of thing. So it was a good experience to learn from that end of it. And plus it was different because before I was taking my daughter, so I didn't have to pay attention to a lot of things.
Right.
And then I started getting a couple things here and there, and I got an agent and had a manager, and so it's just fun for me now.
That's cool. So let's talk about some of the highlights you've had. It's been over 5 years now that you've started getting roles in different areas. What's been maybe one of your favorite things that you've been able to do so far, or what's one of your highlights?
I think the just being on set, I just enjoy all of it, mm-hmm. you know. But I think one of the highlights was actually doing a show called Lip Sync Battle with LL Cool J. And I actually played a role. I played Papa Klump. Uh-huh. They were doing a show honoring Eddie Murphy. And so I actually played Papa Klump from the from the Klumps.
Sure.
And it was so much fun going out because it's like a live show. You know, there's an audience and everything.
Right.
And I was so nervous at first. But then I went out, I said, hey, this is great. So yeah. I think that was the highlight. And then I have another commercial that I did that's coming out. I can't say anything about it now. But for me, it's the biggest thing I've done yet. The Honda commercials were good because I was singing with the group. But this commercial that's coming out that I wish I can't say anything about right now is really going to be a fun one.
Cool. Well, in the future, once it's out, then we can link to it from the description. So we'll work on that once it's out. That's really cool.
That's cool. Sounds good.
Now, of the things that you're shooting for now, are you trying to make a little bit of money, or is this just for fun?
Well, money's always good, you know, but pretty much it's just fun. I just enjoy being on set. Uh-huh. And I've missed it with, you know, the COVID-19 and everything going on.
Right.
And so now, you know, it's going to be different going back because we're going to have to do a lot of the, you know, PPE. And also we're trying to see how that's going to happen. And my daughter's working on a movie that's I can't talk about either. And so we're all kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with, you know, the new situation.
Right.
But it's still fun. I'm still enjoying it. I'm meeting a lot of nice people. I've been on set with some pretty big stars, pretty famous stars. And most of them have been really cool. Some of them have been interesting, as you know, you could imagine. Yeah. But overall, it's really been a good experience, and I'm just enjoying the second part of my life.
Yeah, that's really cool. Now, in the last 5 years or so, as you've been getting into this, what are some of the things that you've learned about the business and about, you know, you're taking classes and you're doing training and stuff like that? What are some of the things that you've learned?
Some of the things that I've learned is the fact that it really is a business. Mm-hmm. That, you know, time on set is golden. You know, when you do a scene, for example, you have to be ready because time is so expensive on set. Right. You know, the actors, they have to know their lines. You have to know your blocking. You have to know where to be, what time to be there. And just that it really is a business. And there are, you know, different things that you need to know when you go there.
Right.
Or else they won't call you back.
Yeah. So with all that you've learned in the last few years, let's say you could go back in time and talk to your 20-year-old self. What kind of advice would you give yourself as far as the business and getting involved in the business?
Oh, boy, if I could go back, I would say definitely start. Mm-hmm. Start small and then work your way up. I think I would have found a way to maybe do a little audition here and there and that kind of thing to get a start, because, you know, it's good now, but mm-hmm. I'm 64 years old. So, you know, it's fun. But sometimes I say, maybe if I had started maybe a little earlier, right, I might be a little farther. But then I'm enjoying where I am. You know, I'm enjoying what I'm doing. So,
yeah. Well, that's really cool. Well, so for kids out there that are watching this, Daniel, and they're thinking, maybe I want to do some acting one day, or maybe I want to be involved in Hollywood in some capacity, what kind of advice would you give them as far as understanding what the business is like as they're looking to fulfill their dreams, maybe from a young age? What kind of advice do you have for them?
I would definitely say take classes. Take classes. Learn what the business is about, learn what acting is about, go to reputable schools, because some of them out there are not as, you know, good as others, but definitely learn about the business. And it's good, you know, if you want to find out what being on set is like, to do background work. A lot of big stars have come from, there's a list of stars that have come from background work that teaches you how to be on set, how to act when you're on set, what not to say, what not to do. Don't run up to the lead. Hey, how you doing? You know, that kind of stuff. So yeah. Really, education is the best thing.
Cool. That's great advice. Well, Daniel, thank you for sharing part of your story with us today. If people want to follow you and see what's coming up for you, is there a place where we should send them?
Yeah, they can go on IMDb. I'm on there, and they could just search for Daniel R. Lawson Jr., and they could see what projects I've been in and what projects I'm working on, because usually we'll post it as we're working on different stuff.
Cool.
And I'll definitely post my new commercial that I can't talk about.
That sounds great. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Daniel. It was a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Virtual School Assembly. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever else you listen to virtual assemblies. And leave us a rating and review so we know what you learned and took away from this virtual assembly. Videos and show notes are found at virtualschoolassembly.com. And if you're a school leader and you're looking for a speaker for virtual or traditional in-school assemblies, or if you're looking for some teacher training, I'd love to connect with you to see how I can help. You can check out my website at tylerchristensen.com. Thanks, you are super duper. Let's go out and make the world a better place. Bye-bye.